104.1 KRBE Houston, a Cumulus station.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's do it.
Welcome to Around H-Town with Mary Kennedy.
Well, good morning. Here we are, the first weekend in spring. A little rainy today, but I hope the weekend's treating you well otherwise. We're going to start off with a message of empowerment. Joining us in studio is Bruce Johnson, local actor, singer, and philanthropist. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Mary.
Just can't get enough of you.
I love you, and you're looking beautiful today.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Always, always. And you know, we're always excited to come over to your station and share what we have going on in this wonderful city that we live in.
April 13th is your big day.
April 13th. April 13th from 2 to 5, the 1,000 Men in Black Houston Empowerment Expo is going down in H-Town.
Going down in H-Town and Humble, too. Humble's in H-Town, too.
That, yeah. So we're really excited. And again, like I said last time I was here, I'm coming back with some exciting news.
Right.
And we have a panel for you, Houston. We have a panel, Mary, that is remarkable to get this much talent under one roof.
You left us with a massive cliffhanger.
It was a
time.
Massive. Yeah, that was a cliffhanger because you almost got it out of me, but I was kind of contained myself. I'm like, oh, please don't push my. And remember, that was my birthday weekend, so right. I was really giving up all the goodies that day because I was in an exciting mood. But I am here to announce to Houston to embrace yourself for none other than New York's top 10 bestseller, author and educator, the incomparable Mr. Stedman Graham,
as
our keynote speaker.
Now, for those that are listening that don't know the name, you've heard it before, but you can't place it. Tell us who this man is.
He's Oprah Winfrey's better half. Yes. And he's a phenomenal man. And again, we have embraced him, and he has embraced the vision of 1,000 Men in Black Houston. And he has come aboard for the Houston extravaganza that we're about to have in Humble. And
so he's going to be there, April 13th.
He's going to be there. As a matter of fact, he's coming in early. He's coming in actually that Saturday. And we're doing a welcoming VIP for him coming into the city for us. And again, we are opening the doors for our VIPs early out at the Humble Civic Center on that Sunday for a red carpet event out there at the Humble Civic Center. So we're looking not only, Mary, for the 1,000 men and women and families at this event, but we know that Houston is going to show up and record numbers at this event, and we're just excited already of the commitments of the church organizations, the schools, Kingwood High School Orchestra, who is going to be a part of this event.
So we've got the date, April 13th. Stedman is going to be one of the keynote speakers, but that's not the whole entire event.
That is not. We have so many wonderful Houstonians that have joined this panel. The chief of police, Sheriff Adrian Garcia, is going to be speaking at this event.
Oh, wow.
None other than entrepreneur and philanthropist Mr. Samuel Bean is going to be at this event. And one of Houston's leading marketing moguls, I'll have to say, in the market of Mr. D. Mars. Mr. Keith D. Mars is a part of this event. It goes on and on and on with just people just actually saying, hey, I'm available. Pastor Keon is also a part of this event. So we have so many wonderful speakers and so much talent that, again, I'm just overwhelmed to know that they've all stepped up to the plate and said, I want to be a part of this movement. I want to be a part of this historic event. We started this event last year with 100 men, and now we're at 1,000 plus men. And again, we're excited about what the vision is, and that is to help veterans and men in transition, to help them for a better tomorrow, to give them the education, the equipment of knowing how to go out and get employed. And guess what? We got employment for these guys.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I haven't even mentioned that part yet. But again, we just want to, again, embrace Houstonians at the 1,000 Men in Black Houston Empowerment Expo, April the 13th.
Well, I know that they're going to come in force, and I know this because every time you come here to the KRBE studios, you bring a lot of friends with you, and you, I get to meet new people every time you come in.
I can't get away from them.
You
I don't
can.
Know what's wrong here.
Well, let's talk to one of them. Pastor Keith E. Porter, you are a community outreach developer, correct?
Yes, that is correct. I want to thank you for having us today. This is an awesome event. And the energy that Mr. Johnson had when he was telling me about this particular event, it just won me over. Having to have had and been working with men in this city and other cities as well in the area of transition since 2001.
Oh, wow.
Watching these men's lives being changed in an effective way has really won me over.
And this is the second year for Pastor Porter.
Oh, yes. Back for more.
He's hooked already.
So what is your role exactly?
My role actually is to get other pastors, clergymen, other organizations, agencies involved in this particular event to come and join us as a team effort and being part of something that I like to define bigger than me or bigger than them. Mm.
So you're rallying the troops for this?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just corralling support for this awesome event and just for people to come out. Make a sacrifice and come out and be a part of this, because I look at this as more like a movement, bringing these type of typical men together under one common cause, and that is to help veterans and men in transition. Getting a man's life back on track means so much to me. Yeah. And the reason why I say that is because we're not just dealing with that one man, because that one man is linked to a whole generation.
That's Pastor Keith E. Porter on Around H-Town, 104.1 KRBE. We are also joined in studio this morning by Samuel Bean. He's an entrepreneur and keynote speaker at the event, and you'll also be helping out in other ways too, right?
Well, first and foremost, I got a call from Mr. Johnson about the event, and he laid some things on me that got me excited, and I won't diverge that information right now, but coming out to the events, you'll see why I'm so excited. But one of the things that he's allowing me to do is to pay it forward. And when I say pay it forward, there's a lot of things this community has done for me since I was a kid. Growing up, I grew up on welfare. I grew up in, you know, government assistance, housing, and everything else. Coupled with my parents keeping me on track, that gave us a chance, and I want to give it back. I just want to make sure that we can, you know, serve the community and help develop, you know, the individuals who are coming up who want to be business people. I've had mentors and coaches that impacted change in my life, and I've offered my services no charge to the men who are in transition at those homes, and we'll go in and show them what to do with their money, you know, investment-wise, show them how to become a businessman from scratch, and a couple other things.
Learning how to handle your money is one of the biggest and hardest things for people to learn. That is going to be really great people to get their hands on that information.
Yeah. It really is. And just one thing about that. If you don't know what to do with a dollar, you won't know what to do, you know, with a thousand. You add a couple zeros on there, you're gonna you know, mess it up just like you.
And forget about investing. I mean, that's confusing. I mean, how do you even know where to start besides putting it into a bank account that's going to give you less than, what, 0.1% return? Mm-hmm. That's going to be, I think, a big help to a lot of folks that are showing up for the 1,000 Men event. But it's not just men. It's not just a men's event.
No, it's not.
Melinda Spalding from Fox 26.
Melinda Spalding from Fox 26. Anchor afternoon. I think the afternoon news is my host of the event. And it's just so many wonderful women that have come in, and I have one with me today.
You do, sitting to your left.
Miss Lynette Riddick, who is one of my key sponsors of the event, and I'm really excited to have her as a part of this event. And I just want women to know that this is not all about the men.
Mm-hmm. So you are with Rosenberg CMHC?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and what is your role in this event?
Well, my role is I'm a sponsor and an ambassador of this event. And ladies, I'm here to tell you, we need you guys on board. Please bring your son. As a mother of three young men, they all would be there. So bring your sons, bring your husbands, bring your boyfriends. We are here to offer training, education, job fair opportunities for men that are transitioning. And we are here to force and be as one, that we want to actually lend our helping hands to our community to say, hey, you're not alone. We're here for support, and we're here to back you up. So, Houston, we need your support. We need your sponsorship dollars. We're going to be doing this for many, many years to come. Go to the website, register, be a sponsor, be a part of the event. We are looking for all women and men, young college students, whoever's around, come on out.
And I do want to just say it takes great sponsors like Ms. Riddick, that have really stepped up to the plate and made things happen for us. And I'd also like to thank Ms. Shonda Sostad, who is also one of my biggest sponsors, and all the wonderful sponsors of James Hudson and Showtime, yourself, again, giving us the opportunity to be here on the radio with you, and also the U.S. Army, who is stepping into the plate of just saying, you know, we're going to stand here with these men, and we're going to make sure that we give them some opportunity. And another way of looking at life, Mr. Morris Fountain, who is with the Houston Food Bank, is coming in. My wonderful church and my church family, the St. John family, Pastor Rudy Rasmus, who has embraced and prayed with me in regards to this great movement that we're about to make right here in this city. The idea of possibility of Oprah showing up, Stedman's going to be in town. You know how that gets crazy. So I'm letting you know now, Stedman Graham is in this event. You can go onto the website. You can read his bio. You can go on and send us a well wish. Even if you can't come to this event, send someone that you know that needs this help, someone that needs to hear something that will change their life, that will change their tomorrow and make them a better man.
Bruce Johnson on 104.1 KRBE, talking the 1,000 Men in Black Houston Empowerment Expo, happening in Humble on the 13th of April, the Humble Civic Center. Bruce, you had mentioned earlier about a VIP opportunity. How is that going to work?
Lynette, why don't you tell us, tell Houston how they can become a VIP, and I know you have all that information.
Yes, indeed. Houston, you can definitely become a sponsor, VIP sponsor, by offering your services dollars. Basically, we're asking for the diamond package, $5,000. You get logos, materials, you get VIP, vendorship, Fox 26 News opportunities. So it's a list of things. And when you go to the website, you will check out the whole list of what the VIP package of the diamond will offer for $5,000. And then our next one is $2,500, which is our presidential sponsorship package. And then our, I'll say, mini platinum is $500.
Okay.
And once you go into log on to the website, you will check out the sponsorship tabs and you will see those numbers there along with what you can get for those sponsorship dollars.
Okay.
Women, we're looking for you. Men, we're looking for you. So please be a sponsor of this event as it will be ongoing.
Okay, and you had mentioned the different tiers of VIP sponsorships available. At what point does Stedman come into all this?
Stedman actually is doing a book signing at the reception, the welcome reception, and that's going to be a exclusive VIP situation.
So you that's one that. Of the memberships.
Actually, that's not only one of the memberships, but you can also get those tickets online if you purchase a table.
Okay,
at the event. And that person will be a part of that VIP umbrella of the welcome, meet, and greet. That's a part of that package that Lynette just spoke about. So encapsulated, this is not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
This is for those ones that says, I want to get the opportunity to meet Mr. Stedman Graham up close and personal.
Okay.
I want to get a chance to get that book sign of identity, your passport to success. One of the top 10 books that he has. That's the opportunity to meet myself and say, Mr. Johnson, I have a business idea. I want to be a part of what you're doing in this community, and I want to be a part of the movement. That's a time for you to get a chance to speak to Mr. Samuel Bean, to Mr. Keith DeMars, to the sheriff, to all of these people that are business owners that says, I'm looking for opportunity.
Okay.
Where is that opportunity? Right at this event, the 1,000 Men in Black event happening at Humble Civic Center.
And it all starts at the website, which is
www.1000menandblackhouston.org.
Bruce Johnson, local actor, singer, philanthropist in studio with Samuel Bean, entrepreneur, keynote speaker, Pastor Keith E. Porter, community outreach developer, Lynette Reddix with Rosenberg CMHC. I just want to thank you all for taking the time out to come in and see us this morning.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thank you.
And coming up next, did you know that there's a clinic right here in the Houston area that will do free screenings and even well woman exams in the near future? We're going to talk to somebody about that next, right here.
Stand by for more of Around H-Town next.
104.1 KRBE.